This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
And now for a closer look at President Trump's high-profile pardon, I'm joined by Devlin Barrett of The Washington Post. He's been covering the Flynn case from the beginning. So, Devlin Barrett, thank you for joining us. Remind us about the origins of this. Michael Flynn was President Trump's first pick to be his national security advisor, and things unravel very quickly after that.
Very quickly. In fact, so quickly that when the FBI agents went to interview Michael Flynn about his conversation with the Russian ambassador in January of 2017, movers were still unpacking boxes in the White House around them. It was that early in the administration. It was the very first days. And the agents asked him about those conversations. And what happened was that Flynn denied discussing sanctions, denied discussing a couple other issues. But the reality was that Kislyak, the ambassador's conversations were captured on wiretaps, FBI wiretaps. And so they knew the truth of those conversations. And it was, I think, frustrating and alarming to a lot of law enforcement officials that Flynn was not forthcoming about those conversations.
So if the evidence was so clear that he did something that he said he hadn't done, why wasn't, what took this case so long? Why has it been dragging out as long as it has?
Well, it's a three-year legal saga, and it began almost 3 years today, where we're nearly at the three-year anniversary of Flynn's guilty plea. And what happened was he pled guilty and agreed to cooperate with special counsel Bob Mueller. And that was a big moment in that investigation because you had someone in the inner circle who was going to tell prosecutors about what he knew about the conversations by Trump and his close advisors. But what happened as time went on is Flynn became something of a cause celeb on the right. And he became a focus of a lot of anger toward the FBI that in the mind of many conservatives, the FBI was targeting Flynn and others around Trump unfairly. And so what happened is after his cooperation was largely over and done with, he got new lawyers and decided to fight the case and try to rescind his guilty plea. And that set off a very long battle that really hasn't been resolved, although the pardon may end up resolving it on its own. So that created this long court battle that is still ongoing up until we saw the announcement of the pardon today.
As you point out, a long and messy saga. To what extent, Devlin Barrett, does this undermine the Justice Department and its entire investigation here, including the Russia investigation?
Well, we're told by folks who wanted to see the charges, the case against Flynn dropped entirely, meaning folks who are ultimately sympathetic to Flynn's arguments, that they would rather have let the court process play out in the hopes that a judge would agree with them that they are entitled and allowed to drop the case. The pardon short circuits that. I don't think the judge will just accept that quietly. I expect the judge in the case will have something to say on the subject no matter what. But it really does speak to, you know, the difficulties within the Justice Department and how these political cases, these cases involving President Trump, these cases involving the White House, have really created deep fissures inside the department and a degree of distrust between the career officials and the political officials that, you know, is going to be one of the big challenges for the incoming Biden administration to solve.
And it's interesting you say that the president's pardon may not be the end of this. I think typically when a president grants a pardon, that's the end of the line. Are you saying something? What are you saying could happen now?
To be clear, I suspect the judge in the case will not accept the pardon silently. I think the judge will still speak to his understanding of what happened here and what should have happened here. But look, a pardon is a pardon, and the president's power to pardon is very broad. The case, Flynn's legal jeopardy may well be over with this. I do think, however, to Yamiche's point, we could very well see a bunch more pardons. If you look at the statement that the White House put out this evening about this pardon, you could apply that same rationale to the investigation, prosecution, and guilty pleas of plenty of other folks around the president, including Paul Manafort, including George Papadopoulos. If you follow that logic, there are probably other pardons coming before he leaves office.
In other words, watch this space. All right, exactly. Devlin Barrett of the Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.